You are listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.
This is the future.
You built a time machine? What if it's a
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources doesn't have enough people out in the field to keep an eye on everything in nature, so it relies on hunters and hikers, anglers and activists to report things. Here's the problem. Lots of red tape. 15 different observation forms. Well, that's about to change. The DNR now has an app for that. Tom Weston is Chief Technology Officer for the Michigan DNR. So what's this app called and where can I find it?
Yeah, it's called Eyes in the Field, obviously using our customers and citizens' eyes and ears out there for us. And it can be found at michigan.gov/eyes-in-the-field.
So will this thing work on my smartphone, too?
Yes, sir. It is a mobile-friendly application, and as long as you've got good connectivity, LTE or Wi-Fi, you bet it'll work on iPhone, Androids.
So what kind of things do you want outdoors people to report?
We're looking for information regarding diseased wildlife, mammals, whether it be turkeys or cougars, tag fish, lake sturgeon, wild turkeys, and even the good old eastern Massasauga rattlesnake.
So there are a lot of things I see on a daily basis, including some of those you just named. How about cranes and things like that? Are you interested in those as well?
No, not just yet, sir. The good thing about the application is that it's very robust in that if we get a request from the biologist within a department, we can easily create a new observation form within a matter of minutes.
I saw in the Detroit Free Press that you're also looking for feral hogs and things like that.
That is correct. They've been around for a while. I do know that. And that's one of the actual mammals that we're trying to have an understanding of where they're at.
So if I spot something like this and I want to report it on the app, what kind of questions should I expect?
It's pretty straightforward. We're just asking for your contact information. We have an interactive map where you can actually give us a pinpoint accuracy as to where you saw the feral swine at. We'll ask for some conditions, time, was it raining, was it dark, et cetera. Pretty straightforward stuff.
What if I get a great photo or a video that of what I've seen? Do you want that?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take photos, videos, and even audio files that you can actually attach to your observation.
So this is sort of a citizen science effort or a crowdsourcing science, right?
Very much so. Very much so.
I saw that you have all these things that are available to report, but you do not want people reporting poaching using this app. What do I do if I know someone's killed an animal out of season?
Well, luckily for us, we've got a michigan.gov/RAP, RAP, which stands for Report All Poaching. That's been around for many, many years. Customers can call a toll-free number, 1-800-292-7800, and they can even text in a poaching complaint to that number as well.
So if I don't have a computer or an app for my phone, or I don't have a phone to put an app on, is there still a way to report some of this stuff, or do I have to get high-tech like you guys?
No, sir. Any PC, you can access our application.
Okay. All right. So that's Tom Weston. He's the Chief Technology Officer for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and we've been talking about the new app, Eyes in the Field. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.